Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What's good, Mystery Craters? Now, the Super Bowl has left town, left plenty in its wake. I was sitting in traffic behind a building-sized WWE championship. That's how I knew the Super Bowl was over.
Yeah.
And that and my chest infection. But we got a lot of content out of the Super Bowl, a lot of once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Billy was actually out at the Super Bowl. I've seen him hold up his phone, and he saved some of the confetti.
That's right.
That
super
was
exciting.
Sprayed
what?
All over Hard Rock Stadium.
Wow.
A nice little keepsake for
Wait,
him.
Wait, each piece of confetti is shaped like the Lombardi trophy?
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
And then in the confetti, they also had, which I don't know if you've seen pictures of it on social media, they had white, like, square confetti that looked just like confetti. It was tweets. Like, it was people tweeting about the Chiefs and the Super Bowl.
I mean,
like, that was in the confetti.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a totally unnecessary detail
yeah.
that I was watching on
yeah.
television.
I mean, even this confetti shape, like the Lombardi trophy, is also totally unnecessary because you have no idea.
I hope they have a machine that makes all those and someone isn't sitting there, like, cutting
They
by
most
hand.
Definitely don't have people cutting these by hand.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you really, I don't know
what's real and what's not.
No, I never know.
And don't ever let me know what's real and what's not, because I liked it this
It's
way.
Also great cover for when you're actually stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that was
a joke.
That's the secret in, like, doing the fake Stugatz and reading all the reads of Stugatz.
Yeah.
Is like,
every time you botch it,
reading
like,
on air, man, is hard.
It's like, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I hate doing
it. It's very easy to make a mistake. And, like, when you're doing it in that voice, it's like, oh my God, look, that's so good. Like, you mess it up on purpose. Like, nope, I'm illiterate.
Take it away, Mike.
Guys, hiring is challenging, but there's one place where you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates.
Where?
That's not yet in the script.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Cafe Altura COO Dylan Miskiewicz experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. I see what you were doing, but that's a previous script.
Where?
The script changed, though.
But then he switched to...
Where?
ZipRecruiter.
Hey!
And saw an immediate difference. And you All can, right, too, yeah. by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No. It finds them for you. And its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly great candidates were applying, and he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CRATE. Look at that. I put all sorts of pressure on myself, and I nailed it. I'll never be that good again.
Good job.
So what are we going to listen to in this episode of Mystery Crate, Billy Gill?
Oh, man. This episode is a fun-filled...
Filled.
Edition of just, let's call it wandering.
Yeah.
This episode is kind of just wandering around. It's a two-part of this episode, I think, right? Two segments in this?
We got two legs of content within this episode. Just on the surface, I know what Chris is. He goes along with Roy and Dan Le Batard and Tony Khan.
And Dan's friend Al.
And Dan's friend
a little bit
Al.
Here or there.
Dan's friend
Who's Al.
Yeah, Dan's friend Al.
Dan's friend Al.
Okay, you know Al.
I just needed to put that in there because at one point you're going to hear a voice that's not me, Roy, Dan, or
it's
Tony.
Al.
That's Al.
Dan's
okay.
friend Al. They go to the Khan family
Big
yacht.
Super Bowl week, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, this like we're going to release other stuff where it's more visual. This is great, too, but being on this yacht, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's actually
Holy
how my
ship.
Thing starts. Holy shit, look at you.
You should have done that. But we'll get to that later.
Right,
you set yours up later.
Yeah,
Billy's going first. Billy, what am I going to listen to here?
All right, so this past week was the Super Bowl, as you guys are aware. And I thought it'd be a good idea to take our digital like recording devices and try to paint the picture of what we were doing during the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, before the Super Bowl, it went so poorly that was kind of the end of that adventure. That was the end of that experiment. So this first experiment that we did is kind of going to be us, like me and Allison, painting you a picture, walking you around pre-game Super Bowl 54.
Amazing. Everyone's dream, basically.
Yes, I am so glad that it's you and Allison. Last week's episode, it was mainly Chris and I wanted to hear your awkward interactions with people associated with the Super Bowl. And we deliver in this episode. Boom. And it's not just Pilly. It's Billy and Allison, which is a very special dynamic. Fans of the show will enjoy this. You go ahead right now and enjoy it.
What's happening? Why do I have this?
I just handed you a microphone.
Why? What are you doing?
We can walk around. Just kind of... But don't get too tangled. Try to stay close to me because we're recording, obviously, and the thing is in my backpack.
Recording what?
Well, just kind of to explain our experiences so far.
Oh wow! Did you hear that guy? Let's go near that guy. I feel like he was good.
No.
Why are you wasting my time?
You need to keep the microphone close to your mouth. I don't think I have them super loud because there's a lot going on around us.
What?
Hey, it's Billy and Allison, by the way. We are here at Super Bowl 54, just kind of walking around the parking lot. Just a quick recap of what's happened so far today. I was not 100% sure I put on deodorant, so I bought new deodorant. The scent was Swagger, and I was told that that's the scent of confidence, so I'm pretty confident right now. Our bus may or may not have broken down. We may or may not have seen Jeff Bezos already.
I think we did, but I just don't know where
it is. You need to put the microphone closer to your mouth.
Is it on?
It's on. Let me turn it up. Hold on a second. Here, hold my microphone while I turn yours up.
What's happening?
All right. Don't walk too far, Allison. You're connected to me. Allison's talking to strangers. She may have just started a fight. All right. Again, we may or may not have seen Jeff Bezos today, and we couldn't get into the Pitbull pre-concert thing. We also don't have access to the field before the game. So we can't really do anything except walk around outside, and we got here about 4 hours early. We can't go through there, I don't think.
Do you want to try?
Sure. We're just kind of trying to see what we can and can't do so far, and we have not been able to do a lot so far. Hold on. Can we go through here?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We found something that we could walk through.
We got through.
We're going to pass by the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders bus now. Very exciting. Super Bowl 54. I've also learned, Allison, that there's a ton of things that, like, you can't do just because you have a ticket to the Super Bowl. Like, there's a bunch of just private parties going on.
Right, which we can't get into.
We can't get into anything. Like, we're inside the grounds. There's concerts going on, but you need separate tickets for concerts inside the parking lot of the Super Bowl.
Kind of rude.
Do you think people are looking at us like weird because we're
That guy was like, who are you with, CNN?
Did you say yes?
Is that
what the guy said?
Yeah.
Right now we're walking with our digital recorder in my backpack and just two microphones hanging out of the side.
I think
we're just
you took it
to
out so you could justify bringing it because it's so heavy in your backpack.
It is pretty
heavy. Is that
heavy.
Why?
It is pretty heavy, and it probably was a mistake to bring, to be honest with you. But people are getting this awesome content right now of us on the ground, Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 54.
Where are we walking to? You said we're on the what gate?
What?
What gate are we?
Northeast. That says west.
Wow.
That's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we need, what that guy has, that roster.
Yeah, we got to get that.
We got to get that.
We should probably at some point go in.
Yeah, but you wanted to get, like, perimeter.
I want to get lay of the land.
Lay of the land.
Figure out what's going on here. It's my first Super Bowl.
It's a lot
I know that
happening.
You're a vet. You've been to Super Bowl since 19, but I have not. You're not listening clearly.
How upset would you be if you were wearing high heels all day for something like this?
Well, I think a lot of these people are wearing them by choice, so how upset can you be?
I just feel like it would suck.
Like, you chose to wear Uggs today because we're going to be walking through snow later.
No, there was a thought process to the Uggs. First of all, it's a little cold today, so you brought a jacket and you're wearing a flannel, so I don't think you should really discuss.
I did do both of those things.
You know what's going to be funny is if we get to, like, that northeast tunnel or whatever,
yeah,
and then realize that our seats are on the other side of the stadium, and that we've just...
Well, so let's find out. Let's ask them.
At this point, we walked around the whole stadium. Wait, no, let's just finish it up. We have a little bit to go.
Can we just ask?
You're too far from me.
It says northeast. No, but that's northeast. Let's ask.
Where are you going?
I want to ask.
You're connected to me. With wires.
For a second. Hi, good. How are you?
Good.
Do you know where this section is? Oh, it's the West Gate.
Yeah. You're right here.
Pay attention.
Right.
And once you go in, you can go in now. You take the escalator up to 300.
But this was, the West is that way.
No, it's fine. You just go up and then you walk. Yeah.
I understand.
You just go through.
You're not going to be able to get through the West Gate. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, why?
Yeah, unless you have the proper credentials. They may let you in. But I'm saying if you're trying to get through.
Yeah, no, it's, you have to go to one of the corner entrances.
Which is right here.
Yeah, we're fine. Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
What?
Yeah, enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. All I'm saying is that you're sending us all the way around so we could just go that way.
What's your goal?
To sit inside for
2-plus hours? We got here 3. This is the earliest I've been to anything in my life. And we don't have access to anything.
You've already said 10 times that you're happy we got here early. It's good that we did. Otherwise, we'd be screwed. And Kevin Clark saved our lives. We need to send him a present.
Shout out to Kevin Clark. Anybody
that has intel on Kevin Clark and the things he likes in life.
What are you asking for?
Because I want to send him a present.
I don't think.
What's happening?
I don't know. We're waiting here for something.
What? Is this where Pitbull is or something?
No.
Behind that white line.
Well, sorry. Let's
walk. Wow, something's happening.
Should we wait to see what's happening?
What is happening?
Something is happening. Who are you hoping to see here?
J-Lo.
Who do you think we might see today?
I don't know.
Mark McGrath?
I don't know who that is.
Sugar Ray?
I'm sorry. What are people waiting for? What do you think?
Ask this guy with the sign.
Let's ask him. Should we ask him?
Yeah, go ask him. Ask him.
How are you?
Uh-oh.
What are people waiting for?
So there's like... celebrities or famous people walking down there.
And so, look, John Lynch.
Shaq which walked by.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal. Do you know who that is?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Of the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a famous basketball player.
A couple of, like, next Hall of Famers, like Drew Brees. There's a couple of people walking by, so that's why they're waiting.
So they're waiting to see who comes next.
To see, yeah.
Awesome.
Do you think it'll be J-Lo?
I doubt it'll be J-Lo. She's like,
what's your name?
My name's Ollie.
Why are you holding a playing card?
Okay, it's fine.
I work here.
What's that?
I work here, so I'm just not the
No, why are you holding a jack?
Oh, because I'm a magician.
You're a magician?
Wow. Yeah.
Are you doing magic today?
I wish. I will be in a couple years, but you'll see.
Do you like...
What kind of magic do you do?
I do car. What is this for, by the way?
We're just recording a podcast that may or may never go out on the air. Yeah, we're just kind of walking around.
Do you want to see a magic trick right now?
I would love to see a magic trick right now. Allison, hold a microphone. We'll hold a microphone for him.
I will.
The thing is always right. You have to like hold it for me.
I'll hold it for you like this.
All right.
Are you going to get in trouble? Don't get in trouble for this.
No, it's okay.
Okay, cool.
You guys are asking me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm working.
Okay, perfect.
Right now. All right, so you got to take a...
Wait. Oh, my God. She's the worst. She holds everything up. What's taking you so long?
How many followers do you have?
I don't know.
I'm also TikTok famous, so maybe...
You're TikTok famous?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have...
A lot of followers on TikTok? How many do you have?
Almost 700,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. He's TikTok famous.
You are?
He has 700,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you do? Card tricks on TikTok?
Yeah, I do a lot of card tricks on TikTok.
That's awesome. Okay, so I just pick a card?
Yeah, so you take a card.
Okay. Are you leading me? What if I want, like...
Anyone you want.
All right. Do I keep the card?
Show it to me. Just look at it. Show it to the camera as well.
All right, hold on a second. Snap the card.
Card's going to get shuffled into the center of the deck, okay?
Okay.
I'll show you a super simple one, okay?
Okay.
So watch, obviously, this right here, it's not your card.
That's not my card.
But watch the Queen of Spades.
How did you do that? He picked my card.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Allison, did you see that? What famous people have you seen so far besides Shaq?
So my friends are David Beckham.
Ooh.
DJ Khaled.
We may or may not have seen Jeff Bezos, but we're not sure. Did you see him?
I don't think I saw Jeff Bezos. Okay. I saw Hasan Minhaj.
Oh.
I met. He was just walking, just chilling.
Not like in the famous. Oh, who's that? That's a tall person. Oh, that's Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees.
Oh, is he?
Allison, that's Aaron Judge. Where did she go?
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you recording for right now? A podcast? That?
Yeah, we work for ESPN.
Oh, you work for ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, thank you. Have you heard of the Dan Le Batard show?
I have not.
No? Well, that's the show. Oh, it's fine.
Cool. So will I be on the Dan Le Batard show?
Well, you'll be probably like on a podcast that's like associated with the show. So like kind of, but not really.
So I'm not going to be on TV?
TV? No, but you're just on Instagram Live.
How many people are watching?
Probably like 1,000, maybe.
Yeah.
Allison, how much? 205?
230.
Hey, guys, follow me on Instagram. It's Prince Does Magic. Prince Does Magic. That's my Instagram.
How do they follow you on TikTok?
TikTok, same thing. Prince Does Magic. Prince Does Magic. Let's go. Is this the ESPN trade?
No, this is the Dan Le Batard show. One.
Prince Does Magic.
There's only like 100,000, which like is a seventh or something of your TikTok. This is really a step down for you.
No, it's not.
To be honest with you.
My TikTok isn't that great either. I'm not going to lie.
How long have you done magic for?
4 years.
Oh, wow.
If you guys ever have an event at the Dan Laboratory, or if you ever want to guest the show, I don't know. That could be pretty dope. I could do some magic. I can make it related to the sports, too.
I love dope magic.
Are you Dan Le Batard?
I'm not Dan Le Batard, no.
I don't know who Dan Le Batard is.
No, it's all right.
They're going to come over here like, why are you holding a mic? And I'm just going to be like, I'm working.
Someone came up and asked her if she was CNN, which we're not CNN.
All right, well, yeah.
What? We're waiting for famous people, Allison, but it's been a bad run.
You will see some famous people almost definitely. Last time I was just chilling, too, and they're all walking all the way down, like everyone else.
I feel like the...
Either they're going to go through or they're going to walk down. So.
Yeah, but those are the famous people that want to be seen as famous people, because if not, you could kind of just blend in.
Yeah, I know. Like, Hasan Minhaj is just blending in.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do if I was a famous person.
Yeah, I would
do
that, too.
Well, you are a famous person. You have 700,000 followers.
But nobody knows me. That's a thing.
Maybe that's the best kind of fame to have, though.
No, it's not. I want people to stop me and be like, yo, are you... There was a guy standing next to me, and I was just talking to him, and he said, hey, I'm Cloud9, or something. Take9, I'm Take9. And
Tech9?
Maybe.
Is that his name?
Take9 or Take9.
Uh-huh.
Tech9. And then I looked him up, and I asked Siri, hey, play some Tech9 or Take9. And Siri said, okay. So I'm like, oh, shoot. I guess he is kind of famous.
You should have put him in your TikTok.
Should have, but he walked away. I didn't realize who he was until like an hour after.
I've seen a lot of nobodies so far.
Am I a nobody?
No, not you. I'm saying in terms of celebrities, you're the biggest one I've seen.
I'm the biggest celebrity here? It's funny because I'm working here and I can't even afford a ticket.
I know. I mean,
TikTok does not pay the bills.
We need to monetize that, my man. All right, well, we'll catch up in a little bit. I'm going to wander around a little bit.
All right, well, if you go down there, there's like a bunch of people and stuff.
Okay. All right.
If you stay here, you can find some people, some celebrities possibly.
Like there's somebody coming.
The celebrities might walk down there as well, and then you'll be able to walk with them.
Celebrities honestly don't impress me very much.
You see, I don't like these. Like, Shaq was over there, and people were like, Shaq. And he just, like, shook somebody's hand once, and that was it. Like, if I was a celebrity, bro, I'd spend 20 minutes talking to everybody.
Yeah.
I was trying to say hi to Hasan Minhaj, and he's like, oh, I can't do it right now.
You can't say hello?
No, I said hi to him. I said, what's up? I'm like, hey, we want to see a magic trick. He's like, no, I got to go.
Oh, you asked him to show magic. Yeah. He said no?
But like 10 years from now, he's going to be like hitting me up, and I'll be like, yo.
Yeah,
Pharrell? Is that Pharrell?
It is.
Pharrell! Oh, my God.
Wow, Pharrell just walked by. That's Pharrell, Allison.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else is there? Who's that? This whole thing isn't like Pharrell's entourage, so there's more people there.
See Goldie Hawn?
Is that who that was?
It was Goldie Hawn was behind. You said Pharrell?
Yeah, do you know who Goldie Hawn is?
Who?
Exactly. He doesn't know who Goldie Hawn is. No, Goldie Hawn. It's fine, don't worry.
Now what's happening?
Goldie Hawn walked by.
This is a good spot.
Is it?
I feel like
what are we trying to accomplish?
I don't know. I feel like this is a good spot, though.
What time does this whole thing get started? I don't want to miss Demi Lovato. Are you excited about Demi Lovato?
Do you like her? I don't really know her music.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, she's singing the national anthem. Have you heard of that song?
Get in there.
In where?
or no?
The celebrity security point? No.
Where is that?
Right there. Is that, what you're
talking? Does it say celebrity security
point? That's the security.
What is this, like, tent right
security.
Here?
Security.
I think that's where the people, celebrities,
famous people?
Are coming out.
They're, oh, they're coming through there.
Allison. Look, that's the media security that we went through.
Okay.
And we walked out there.
We walked the whole way around?
Yeah, we walked the whole way around. If people ask who we work for, should we say Access Hollywood?
Yeah, we should. 100. We should say Extra.
We should say Extra Podcast.
Extra.
We're the Extra Podcast. Mario Lopez is our boss. Does he work for Extra or Access Hollywood?
I think he works for Extra.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
That wasn't John Lynch, by the way, that I thought was John Lynch before. That was somebody else.
I think it was John Lynch as, like, a regular person.
You know, like, Allison.
Yeah.
You know you have to hold the microphone close
to
your
mouth. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
This is a total waste.
I know. This is a total waste of time. We're not doing anything.
Well, we saw Goldie Hawn and we saw Pharrell.
What's happening here? He seems very upset.
I don't know. Something's up.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
What is the good thing?
I think your best bet is to ask somebody that's in front of the, because they have a map. That's your best bet.
So the
best bet is to ask somebody.
Allison is now giving people directions as though she works at the stadium. And she doesn't know where anything is. But for whatever reason, she feels qualified in giving people directions.
Well, me? I just said your best bet is to ask someone over there. I don't want to send someone to a different place.
You could just say, I don't know. I don't work here.
I could say that.
I work for Access Hollywood Podcast. This, I think I'm just about done with this waiting for celebrities business.
What?
Nothing. Doesn't matter.
What
You're not
say?
Even paying attention to me.
You.
You're just texting away on your phone.
Oh, my God.
Your phone's going to die. You know, you need your phone for after the game.
Don't say that. Don't jinx me. It's a terrible thing you just did.
Okay.
What are we doing? Are we waiting for celebrities?
I just said I'm tired of waiting for celebrities.
Oh, so
this is a waste of time.
So let's go.
Where are we going?
You look like you have a question.
Why are you just offering to answer people's questions? What's wrong with you?
Do I have to hold this much longer?
No, we can turn this off,
I guess.
So how was this? How do you think this
I
went?
Think it was pretty bad.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, I wish
I miss
was
Allison.
There. I wish
and it's
I
great
was
to
there.
Have her
enjoyable.
On
I don't think
the
anyone's listening
crate.
Anymore.
You, no, it was good.
No, they're still
it was good.
Yeah.
Trust
Stop
me. I just listened.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
You guys got a thing.
Yeah. Mm.
You're like a comedy duo.
Yep.
A little famous comedy troupe.
A kuo.
Let me tell you about South Beach Sessions. Where here it's usually fun and hijinks. Over there, they tackle the serious topics. Yeah. Dan Lebatard and his extraordinary producer, Mike Ryan, they give you the goods every week, dude.
Yeah.
And this most recent episode featured Izzy Gutierrez and Dan Wetzel, and they took on the topic of this new and sort of catching on by a lot of word of mouth. It's a hot new documentary on Netflix, the true crime docuseries on Aaron Hernandez. Dan speaks, Dan Wetzel and Izzy Gutierrez, and he takes that topic, and it's very interesting. It's a nice little evolution for some of the episodes of South Beach Session, so make sure to go out and check out Dan Lebatard's special podcast, South Beach Sessions. Right, now, yeah. Chris Cody, we are about to listen to a former guest on South Beach Sessions, Tony Khan. He has a family yacht.
Yes.
Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and his son, Tony Khan, who is a sporting director for Fulham FC and analytics director for the Jacksonville Jaguars and president of AEW, they have this monster yacht.
Calling it a yacht is an understatement.
It's basically a cruise ship.
It's a city, and it's insane. And we went on there. We met with Tony. Shad was not there. He was out getting picked up by somebody. So we saw Tony. We got a tour from one of the crew members. You will notice a couple minutes into this tour, Tony and Dan seem to disappear, and it becomes more Roy, I, Al, and this crew guy, because Dan and Tony wanted to just go talk.
Wait,
and I was
what?
Like, all right, we're kind of doing a bit here where we're all going around, but they wanted to go talk. So it's going to turn into just kind of the Chris, Roy, and Tony.
And Al.
And Al.
Not Tony. And Al show midway through. The guy that helped us, though, was really cool, really funny. He brought us along.
Al.
No, that was Dan's friend.
Who's the guy that helped
the
you?
The crew member.
What was his name?
What's his name?
Can you spell yacht?
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
Answer Billy's question.
I can spell yacht.
I can't. I always misspell it.
It's one of the few words that
really?
I
how do you spell it?
Y-A-C-H-T.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I do think that's right, Roy.
I think that's right.
That's right.
Roy can't spell yet.
Oh, my God.
Y-A-T-C-H?
No, that's wrong.
C-H-T. It's definitely C-H-T.
You just spelled Yatch.
I did spell Yatch.
Yeah, Chris is right.
Look at me. Y-A-C-H-T. Huh? Yeah.
Tony,
all right.
Wow, Roy, you put yourself out on that island. Now you got to wear that Yatch.
Yep.
That L? Yeah. That Latch.
I'm excited about the debut of Al.
So join us on a tour of the Khan's yacht.
Yeah, take that out of the podcast.
The cot.
Cot.
All right, we just got the Tony Khan and Shad Khan's yacht. And holy shit, is this thing big. The little bumper things, that the dock fenders, are the size of a boat. I could live in these dock fenders. This is no exaggeration. Roy, you can vouch for this. It took 5 full minutes for us to walk from the front end of the boat to the back end.
It's a big-ass yacht, man.
This is insane. We don't belong here.
No.
At least we have Dan with us, so we look cool.
Yeah, this is out of my pay grade.
Yeah, let's do this. In one of the coolest and oddest things ever, we had to take our shoes off before entering this yacht. And now we've been handed a cold towel that I'm going to wipe my face with. I'm not sure if that's what I'm supposed to do with it, but I'm doing it.
You cool with this?
It feels fantastic, whatever it is.
A little lavender?
Wow, they're slacking. They only have Fiji water. I see a lot of Jag stuff. It's like the nicest thing I've ever been on.
Ryan Reynolds was on this boat. One of you guys going to play the piano?
I could throw it down. It's actually one of the things that I'd like to learn, the piano. Hey. Yo, Tony, how's it going, man? Good to see you.
How you been? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming back over. How's it going? Hey, good to see you. How you been?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for coming over. What's up, Dan?
Hello, sir.
How are you, sir?
Good to see you. Thank you for the invite.
I was at Radio Row and came back. So I ran into Ric Flair and Michael Irvin at the same time.
Oh, of course.
So I was like talking to Ric Flair and Michael Irvin. And I know both guys. So I was in like a sandwich. And
how would you like to do this in terms of just like content forming? Do you want to show us around?
Yeah, I don't like know my way around the boat that well. Like, I mean, I've been in all the rooms and stuff, but I could have like a crew member like walk you guys around or something, maybe like a captain of the boat or something like that.
The captain's not here. He just called me and said he went to go pick up your father.
That makes perfect sense.
Also, if you guys want any food or coffee or anything, we have quite the setup here. I'm supposed to be, it's the trade deadline in English soccer today, like the transfer window incident. But we're not going to do it. We've got a really good team right now for where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, I've looked at all the, unless somebody comes in with a free loan in the next like, couple minutes that walks through the door, probably. I'm not doing anything. It's like, do you guys sure you want coffee?
I'm okay.
I might take some coffee with what are your milk options?
We've got
cream?
Coconut, almond. We've got half
coconut,
and half.
Coconut would be both perfect.
The coconut half
teaspoons. Yeah,
and the milk options. You're living through boat. You're already in the spirit.
I think that's I know that it's a ridiculous question coming out of my mouth, but I can't tell you how pleased I was that she gave me a list of options. So we got oat milk. We got almond milk. We got coconut milk. And I would expect nothing less. If you didn't have it, I would be ripping everyone here. Say, what kind of boat is this? I'm used to being treated better than this. You stay here through the Super Bowl. Will you go to the game?
Something the Sweet Tooth, like taking notes. I find it fascinating because it's always like great chess match or football. I really enjoyed the shit out of watching Belichick McDay last year. I know people thought it was a boring game, but like when you go into like the heavy 22 personnel and you're playing like two backs, two tight end, mm-hmm. and you come out empty, like that's football chess, like in the 2 minute drive, like stuff like that. I love seeing that. Yeah. And like,
so you're the only one up there not having the fun that everyone else.
Everyone's boring. You're like, oh, look at that empty back.
You know what I saw?
Look at these little pissant boats.
Tiny little dinghies. Look at us surrounded by dinghies.
This boat has a boat garage. It seems like they store many boats underneath the boat. You have a boat garage. I'm Chris. How's it going, man?
What was it?
Roy.
Roy, okay.
We're with the Dan Le Batard show on ESPN, and they've become friendly, so he said we could come on and just take kind of a tour.
And what was his name?
Dan.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's on
ESPN on Highly Questionable and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
And he's got a radio show every day.
Oh, perfect.
He's one of the bigger guys at ESPN.
Okay, cool.
But they've got friendly, and Tom was nice enough to say we could come on. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. We appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
How long have you been with the...
I've been on the boat about a year and a few months now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole crew, and you guys all live on the boat and stuff?
Yep, everybody, we carry about 28 crew. We all live and work on the boat full time.
Nice.
So,
but you get to wear shoes, so that means you must be a big deal.
Yeah. It does take a few people back. They're like, oh, you're in your socks? I'm like, yeah, it's like yachting.
I get it, though. Everything's like pretty clean. What movie did they shoot here?
They shot Six Underground movie. So Michael Bay came on, and I think Netflix, they chartered it for like a week in Toronto, Italy. Yeah, it was pretty cool. They were just like, yeah, we're just here to shoot action shots, and like, it's wild, like Hollywood does. Like, they even have the boat sinking in the movie.
They have the boat sinking.
And it's like, it looks exactly like those. Like, I don't even know how they pull stuff like that. But no, it's pretty cool.
Is there a helicopter on this thing?
We don't use the helicopter, but we have two helicopter pads if we need
to. Oh, just two? That's
it? Yeah, just two. Yeah. This is our main deck salon, so usually like you come right in, and we got the whole bar set up for everybody.
Do they have a lot of parties on this thing?
They do. We host like a good amount of parties for the football games, and then we'll park like right in front in downtown Jacksonville, and then it's about a 5-minute walk to the games from there. Here's like one of our areas, and it's got a drop down, so you can kind of like make this into a cinema if you want to watch movies, things like that.
Cool.
But it's just like a normal little hangout for guests and Mr. Khan.
Right. This thing is...
Yeah. This is awesome. And then if you come back to here, it's got...
Is this an elevator?
Yeah, so that's our elevator. We can actually jump in now.
No big deal. Just an elevator.
Yeah, and then here's all our guest cabins. I don't even know if you guys...
Nah, yeah, we don't want
to need to even go in there. But yeah, that's usually just like...
I've gone on cruises that are smaller than this.
Okay. That's usually, all the guests are in there. And then we can drive.
How many rooms are there?
We have about, we have 6 cabins.
Okay.
So
people share rooms and stuff?
Yeah. Cool. Usually they market it to about 12 guests.
Okay.
I'll take you guys just right in here. This spa's like off the hook, though.
So when you say spa, this is like where you come for your facials.
So pretty much like you're doing everything from facials to saunas to steam room. Like, a plunge bath, so you can do like all your recovery. There's a cold plunge right over here.
So there's a masseuse that is just waiting on board for somebody to need a massage.
Yeah, so most of the crew, they'll have like they'll have someone that's like a stewardess, but then she specializes in massage.
Right, okay.
So she'll do like
multiple things.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So we got a sauna.
Yeah, so we have the sauna.
And what
here,
is this thing? It looks like it's a little
and
cool.
Then this is our cold plunge. So if you're looking to shock the body, do a bit of recovery, you
cold
get there and you could hang out in that for like,
This is insane.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
No, and it's like all heated floors. Like Mr. Connell will be over here sometime.
Yeah.
This is like the fancy $1 million bathroom.
Yeah.
It like it's just like everything's got like custom like stone print in the walls, like the sink. It's just when you really like come on with the interior team that builds the boat, like they can name some factory that are just
this
like,
is yeah, man. This is so cool.
So then if you come over here, guys,
how many floors are it?
So you have like pretty much like 4 main decks. But,
7
but, like,
total
between, like, crew, like, where we are in our crew mess, it's, like, dude, it's, like, 8. Because we're, like, at the total bottom.
Now,
and then we have
a salon of
some
sort?
Yeah, we have our salon. So, if, like, the girls want to do the nails, they want their hair done, a facial, this is sort of the spot they come to. And we have a girl that...
I was going to say.
Yeah, she specializes in all the hair and makeup.
So cool.
Yeah. And, like, most, like, this is pretty cool, too, is, like, all the mirrors pretty much have, like, the TVs going.
That could be a TV, right?
Yeah, so you can sort of, like, watch ESPN while you get your hair done. And then we have, like...
I keep adding the good editorial of that's insane. This is so cool. Like
that's
I'm good with words, as you can tell.
So here's our gym. This is one of the guest gyms. We actually have like a crew gym and a guest gym, which I'll show you. But Mr. Khan will come in here, he'll get his cardio in. We have a really good yoga instructor on board, so he'll do yoga.
Even these dumbbells look like they were like $60 each.
Oh, I mean, it's crazy. And then, we can jump on the elevator, actually, guys. We can come right here. This is pretty cool.
It'll fit all of us?
Yeah, we can actually all fit in here. Should be good. Okay, and we'll go to the...
just go up to the bridge deck right now and look at the top.
So what's cool is, like, if you look all the way up, like, you can see, like, where the pool is and everything.
Oh, that you can, that is the pool. Like,
yeah, that's the pool above us. But, yeah, if you've never been on, you could definitely get lost on there pretty easily, you know.
So now this floor, this is actually our disco area, so we'll have a top bar up here.
Disco area.
You know, we like to host all kinds of parties, everything like that. And then that just opens up onto our bridge deck deck.
Oh my god.
Yeah, all the chairs are just like skater skin. It's got all the fine details.
Skater skin chair seats. Oh, it's perfect.
Oh yeah. And then this is known as like our bridge deck aft area. So we actually have, like, an outdoor cinema we can set up for guests back here so they can watch movies, hang out, sunbathe, whatever they're kind of in the mood for. And then, like, if you wanted to, like, this is where you could also land, like, one of the choppers.
Yeah.
They got, like, a heli fuel locker right there so you can pump it up with gas. And all this stuff's crazy. Like, all that pulls out and it all gets stored when we get underway. Yeah, when we do our washdowns, like, we'll all harness up.
That must be a thing.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Like
washing this boat must, like, take, like...
Because you're going from literally, like, the top satellites all the way down to the hull. Everything gets washed, waxed, you know. Detailed.
How often?
Usually once a week.
Wow. Yeah. And that's, like, the whole crew. Whoops. And that's the whole crew?
Yeah, that's our, your deck team's doing that. So there's about eight of us on that staff.
So we're looking at two smaller yachts. The yacht of Daniel Snyder and the yacht that Stephen Ross is renting this week.
Down to here, guys. And that was at disco we were just in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you either have the elevator or you're taking the steps. And just be careful.
It's a little slick.
Yeah, this is all, like, tobacco leaves, so it is kind of slick.
The socks especially.
Yeah. But no, it's pretty wild. All these walls are, like, tobacco leaves. It's, like, all, like,
tobacco leaf stuff. Walls.
Yeah. That's, like, a cool...
Not too shabby.
No. And then you come through here, and then here's, like, another, like, foyer where you can have dinner. And...
So that means Shad Khan has sat right here.
Oh, yeah. And, like, if you go forward, like, that shot.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I just had to use the bathroom.
All right.
These guys interrupt you.
Oh, man. This is
great.
Not too shabby, this thing.
It's pretty fun.
This is just, like, your upper deck right here. So this is where they were having the whole party. This is, like, just, like, we just...
The chandelier.
Yeah, you got, like, your chandelier. And that was where we started down
there. Yeah. So basically, you could have a bunch of different parties, like, one at every level.
Oh, yeah. It's like, we were here last year for Art Basel, have you ever heard of that? Like,
yeah, it's huge.
We had, like, a Four Seasons party that was, like, I think we had, like, 450 people on the boat. And we even had, like, bars brought on the boat, so, like, setting up, like, different outdoor bars. Yeah. But it was, like,
Were people allowed to wear shoes on?
No. And we had, like, it was like the kid at Shoe Checking is checking in 450 pairs of shoes, which is, like, it's pretty funny when you think about it.
It's 1942 over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, like, this is what they call this the winter garden right here. And then this is usually where, like, Mr. Khan will have breakfast out here.
Yeah.
Any guest can have dinner. It's sort of like you can open up the windows and get a nice breeze.
And as far as chefs and cooks, he can request stuff. There's a schedule of meals. How does it work with what's cooked?
So
I'm sure Shad Khan can say, I'm in the mood for this, and they make it, right?
We have pretty much, like, three full-time chefs just on deck ready to go for anything. So they're cooking for, like, your crew and for your guests.
For you guys, is it more of like...
Yeah, it's kind of like family style. We'll eat at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock every day, and that's for, like, this food is, like, off the hook.
Oh, man, I can imagine.
Like, it's pretty... That's probably one of my favorite things about the
place. Oh, yeah, like, I can only imagine. What was lunch,
like,
today?
We'll have, like, Wagyu burgers. We'll have, like, all different pastas, salads, like, fish.
Probably so good, too.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And they're very creative, too. Right. Like, they don't hold back with
the They're legit chefs. These aren't,
I'm probably awesome. The biggest fanboy of our chefs.
Nice. Where does Khan usually sit for breakfast?
He's usually head of the table.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
This deck, I'll show you the bow real quick.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll show you where, like, you can set up, like, that basketball court and things like that.
So, are your guys' shoes, like, clean? Like, is that why you guys get to wear shoes?
Yeah, somebody's been, like, boat shoes, so, like...
They're boat shoes.
Yeah,
okay.
They're just, like...
Those shoes never leave the boat.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So, if you get off the boat, you change shoes.
Yeah, you pretty much... You just go detail the bottom.
It's basically the thing I'm most, like, interested in being on this boat, the shoe, the whole shoe roll thing.
Yeah. I mean, just this teak is so delicate with all these yachts that it's, like, it gets stained.
Oh, for sure. I get it. Yeah, I mean, look at this thing. You can eat off these floors.
Uh-huh. This is Mr. Comfort right here. But yeah, they bring the dog on. They bring the dog out here. They got the jacuzzi. Sort of.
So this is like his personal area.
Yeah, this is a personal area for him.
Do you think you can put in a good word for me and get me a job on this boat? Because I feel like I want to quit my current job and just live on this boat.
They're always hiring.
So you said we're making one more stop. Where are we going?
Yeah, so we're going to go through our tender garage, and I'll show you the engine.
So it's
right
a boat garage in
this
your boat.
Exactly. So we carry all our other boats in this area. And this is your lower deck lounge, so you ever want to put the game on and then jump in for a swim?
This is just like the nice little chill area.
It's like a little chill area.
And I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you have every channel known to man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so like we carry all our boats in here.
All right. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. 9.
Everything's like crane operated, so what happens is like that tender garage door opens and then everything launches like straight out of there, out the side.
So we got,
we carry 3 jet skis, we got 4 sea bobs, and then 3 boats in here.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're little in this boat, in the boat, and this is in the boat. I have to emphasize that. You got some fishing rods here in case you guys want to get some fishing in. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, man, this is... To say this is top of the line is, you know, an understatement.
Yeah, you can't say this is baller shit because ballers, this is, can't,
yeah, ballers
can't afford this.
Yeah, ballers can't afford this. What's above baller? Whatever above baller is what this is.
And then here's our engine room, boys. So,
I'm picturing Titanic now, the engine room. Is there going to be like a bunch of boilers? Like,
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty
close the thing!
Yeah, so like we got like 3 engineers on staff, and like they're responsible for just like all the operations of most of the hydraulics on the boat.
This is where Jack and Rose made love.
And then, like, we got like a 2-4.
Wow, it actually does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
Even the boiler room looks like it's cleaned every day.
The Caterpillar engines we got running down here.
Something tells me Khan doesn't spend too much time in this area.
No, no. But people love to see the engine room.
Oh, no, I do. This is it. This is awesome. So will there be, like, a Super Bowl party? Will they let you get a few hours off and you guys all watch the game? Or do you guys not even care about the game?
Like we're just so busy this weekend working that, like, hopefully we'll just have the games on every TV and just sort of watch it as we're going.
Right.
Okay, are we invited?
Yeah. Like, no, I wouldn't.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't invite us either. Yeah.
But I don't think we have anything set for after Super Bowl, but usually what happens is we have, like, an after party that kind of stirs up. You know, casually. But we're always set, ready to go for any occasion.
Do you guys ever get to ride the jet skis?
Yeah. The deck team, like, usually we'll have guests that are, like, sort of hesitant. They're like, do we just want to sit on the back? And you kind of take them around.
Right.
And you can show them everything. And usually, like, some places you go, people don't really know, like, where exactly to go ride.
Right.
Like, most of the crews.
You're like a tour guide almost,
you kind of tour everyone around the island and sort of show them the cool places to be.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate this. This is really cool, man.
No, it's definitely, it's a pleasure showing you guys around.
Wow.
I mean, boats,
wow. Just wow. I haven't seen the boat with my eyes, but yet I have.
They have 6 boats underneath their boat.
Yeah, I heard you.
It's crazy.
It's insane!
Wow. Now, this isn't the end of the Super Bowl content, though many people listening to this podcast might wish it might be. But
I do.
We're still building up to the best thing that we recorded at, well, Billy, do you want me to raise expectations for that?
I mean,
if you listen
to
local,
it was reported back to me that the surprise guest wasn't bleeped, so everybody even knows who the surprise guest is.
Oh, that's right. You did that in the local hour.
Yeah,
you
were supposed to bleep it, and it wasn't bleeped.
You said
bleep. No, not enough times, because everybody figured out who the special guest was.
I did it twice. It was said twice. I bleeped it twice.
Purple.
Yeah,
the
Purple.
Legendary nightlife fixture here in Miami. Went out to Radio Row. You got him credentialed.
Yeah.
And this is somebody who lives a pretty fascinating life and is one hell of a follow on Instagram.
Yeah. If I'm going to be honest with you, it's not ready this week because I got to reach out because we got to do some pickups, I think. And I want to catch up and see how post Super Bowl.
You got to plug now in all the clubs.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that I'm going to reach out to Purple and say, hey, I want to go to live? He's not going to.
But would he let you in? You boys now? Is that how this went?
We'll find out next week if we're boys or not.
Find out next week if they're boys and if we have all the pickups.
That's right.
Yeah, and find out who is a special celebrity guest that joined. You may know if you listened to the local hour last week. But for now,
it's a big guest. It's a big name.
It's a huge get. Yeah. It's a huge get. Bleep it.
Oh, what? No, bleep that.
That's who. No. See, I was just sitting here the last minute thinking that you guys are wrong right now. You never told me to bleep purple. You told me to bleep that one.
Yes, that's the name that wasn't bleeped.
But you were just telling me that I ruined the purple thing.
No. You ruined the.
Yes, you did.
That thing was said twice.
No.
It was said twice, and it
was bleeped.
People
were tweeting at me that
they
heard it.
They must have guessed it.
Maybe they were holding on the line?
I don't know. Maybe someone on Reddit.
When they call into the local hour?
I'm telling you, it was said twice, and I bleeped that day. Like, that one, I was very sure of getting all of them.
Well,
I think Reddit. I think someone heard it.
You said it a bunch of times today.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Three beeps.